This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything that you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Mark. Let me try turning on your microphone.
That here I am.
That's always a good idea. Here we are, and it is live on Saturday night, as we always are, seven nights a week. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the show. But we're actually going to start out with a special guest here tonight. Longtime listeners of the program may remember Christopher Gronsky, who has been on with us, I think, from a couple of Pork Fests, at least, the Porcupine Freedom Festival that we have broadcast from in the past. And he is with us tonight from his home in New Hampshire. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you? Hello, hey. Ian. Hello, Mark.
Hey, great to have you back on the program. What brought you back on my radar was our Wednesday night co-host, Jay Noon, who is, you know, just a newer mover up here to New Hampshire, but we've known him for a long time. Great activist. He went, for longtime listeners may recall this, Jay was really known for challenging the property tax system down in Massachusetts, even putting up his own house on the line to experiment, basically, and see if he could not pay property taxes and keep the house. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, but we went down there to help defend his house from being stolen when the cops were supposed to come. And they didn't come on that day when a group of people were occupying his front yard. They waited 6 months and came and got him out of the house at like 6 in the morning or 4 in the morning, unannounced at some later point. But anyway, he's now living in New Hampshire, as many people have migrated here for more freedom in the ongoing New Hampshire freedom migration. You've lived here a long time, Chris. What's your history with New Hampshire?
I moved in to New Hampshire in 1987. Came up a friend that I had met in Orlando was from Portsmouth, and I was out in Iowa for a short time and was going to return back to Florida. And he said, "Hey, have you ever been to New Hampshire?" And it was that idea that they were there. I know there were these smaller states up in the Northeast, but I don't know much about them.
Yeah.
So coming into New Hampshire was September 1st of 87, and I had gotten married, and we have a couple of children. They're here.
And you stuck it out. You love it up here.
I love New Hampshire. I mean, I'm from Orlando, and
yep, we're from Florida.
I can't. I just think it's the best, and in you know, geographically, I love the politics and the sentiment in New Hampshire. I love how small it is. I love all that about it.
And, yeah, a lot of people think that New Hampshire is like the rest of New England, which is to say, just liberal as it could possibly be. I mean, you're right next door to Boston. What do you want, right? But those people are, well, sadly mistaken.
Yeah,
they're mistaken completely.
It's a real gem.
Sadly.
It's a real gem. We talk a lot about the reasons why New Hampshire is already the most free place. And, of course, it's got this wonderful freedom migration of people who are libertarians and voluntarists and liberty-loving people who are coming here. And that's how we ended up meeting you. And in fact, you love New Hampshire so much, you've decided that it's your country, right?
Right. I think some of the first things that when they were voting on New Hampshire being the free state, we were part of voting for that. And because we were here, I mean, I certainly was choosing New Hampshire, not because I was here and I just liked it that much. And eventually, because I feel strongly about that these states in America are countries and as the Declaration of Independence declares them to be.
Yeah, they're not called states for nothing. A state is a word for an autonomous organization that claims monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. A federation is a group of states, and that's the federal government of the United States of America. They only have 4 quantified powers given to them by the Constitution.
Right. And the thing is that's cool is, when I talk about this subject in our class, people easily understand that Italy isn't Germany and that there are states, there are United States of Europe. And they would look at the European Union, and they would not confuse that the European Union was Italy and all that, that those states had created that entity and that it's screwed up as any other central government would be, and that they're having problems and it's collapsing. And, I mean, that's very clear to people. No one confuses that. And, mm-hmm. and the interesting thing about Europe is that those countries, those states, have their own passports. They're very separate from each other, and there's a benefit to that. And Americans have been so programmed and federalized into thinking that America is a country. It's not. It's a federation of states. It's not a country. Because you wouldn't look and say, well, you know, the country of Europe, it's just people don't think that way.
Right. The EU is not a country.
It's not a country. So, but that's the way people think. And so they'll hold on to that belief system. And when I talk about that, every state, listen, California is California. It's not New Hampshire. You know, these are separate legislatures. They're separate courts. They're separate executive branches. I mean, these are very separate jurisdictions. We need to practice more of that and make that clear. And I love that about it. And yeah, so New Hampshire's my country. We came, you know, I have a bumper sticker on eBay that says New Hampshire's my country.
Yeah, I've got one here that you gave to me.
It's interesting that, you know, we talk about them being countries, but the federal government's constantly attempting to usurp the power of the states all the time. It's always telling states what they can do and what they can't do.
Right, and most of the time, you know, like in New Hampshire and other places, you know, we have this secession movement. My sentiment is that we don't really need to secede per se, but I don't see secession occurring without responsibility first. If the state isn't going to be able to go it alone without funds from the federal government, then really they're not going to be there. It's like a kid at home. If he can't make it on his own, then he's going to be with mommy and daddy.
Right. So Illinois would be a good example of that, where Illinois is drastically, you know, in financial decline and terrible debt, and they're having real struggles with that, having to increase their income tax. I heard on the radio the other day by 33% and increase other taxes as well in order to try to make ends meet, which, of course, is just going to drive more people out of there and drive more productive class away. Now, so you're not necessarily in favor of secession, but you are.
Well, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I just said that I don't see it occurring without responsibility first.
Okay, so we get a little ways to go is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I just think that because there's a sentiment, you know, and I don't see, you know, a smaller group or certain people you know, overcoming whatever the general sentiment of New Hampshire is. I just think there's a lot of PR. When people are tired of it, then that'll happen. And I do see that the way that the federal government always is in these states is they're handing out those quote unquote free dollars that everybody lusts after. Mm-hmm. And consequently, then they get to pick, they get to determine what is happening because they're handing out the cash.
Well, and New Hampshire has had the ability on some issues to rebuff the federal government. Like, for instance, the seatbelt law. We don't have one for adults here in New Hampshire. And that means that the New Hampshire state government has turned down the federal government's offers of bribery on that.
Millions of dollars. Yeah. Right. Now, this is one of the things that the federal government, this is the tricky thing that they'll do, is that they won't mandate that states do things. In many cases, they do. In some cases, they won't mandate that states do things. They'll just offer a bunch of money if they do.
Exactly.
So, I mean, the drinking age in the United States is basically 21, and the reason is because the federal government decided to hand out a whole bunch of money if you changed it.
Right. So that destroys the sovereignty of the idea of the state. Now, as individual, you know, lovers of individual liberty, we don't necessarily believe that the state should exist, but as long as people believe in the state, there's some real value in the idea of having the state be supreme over the federal government, right?
Well, I think the best thing for our state is to protect us from that monster that comes out of D.C. And if they were serious about it, like for example, you know, I recognize that that legislative resolutions are masturbatory in nature. They feel good, but they produce nothing. Mm. Unless the resolution will say, and therefore, if the feds step into the state, we will prosecute, we will blah, blah, blah. That's going to have something with teeth that will have an impact. But as long as, you know, the legislature is saying, we're separate, but please give us the money, that's not quite separate from that jurisdiction.
Yep. It's like a kid won the keys to the car.
I want to continue here, Chris. Hang on. on. We're going to bring you back. You're from, by the way, your website, destinationfreedom.org. And I want to talk about the idea of a state citizen. What is that? Is a citizen something that really even exists? Because we've talked about the idea of the citizen before here, and the suggestion is that, you know, maybe there is no such thing. So I want to get your opinion on all that coming up here. Christopher Gronsky is with us. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday edition.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll-free and join us here if you've got a question for Christopher Gronsky from DestinationFreedom.org. He's with us here tonight, talking about what is a state citizen? That's what I want to get into coming up here in a moment, because I don't know if I believe in the whole idea of citizenship to begin with, given that a citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection from the government. And
now that's Black's Law Dictionary there.
It's pretty much any dictionary if you look up the definition of citizen. So we'll get into, what does that really mean, and does the government even have an obligation to protect you? And if they don't, then could there even be such a thing as a citizen? We'll get into that with Chris here in a moment. But I also want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you've heard about Bitcoin and the amazing success story that is Bitcoin, this incredible decentralized cryptocurrency that's distributed all around the globe, impossible to shut down by the government, you want to learn more about it, you go to Bitcoin.com. Great place to start learning about what Bitcoin is. And if you already know what Bitcoin's all about and you're into it, then Bitcoin.com is a great place to go to learn what's going on with the Bitcoin world, like with their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. You can even play games with your Bitcoin, and there's also a forum that allows you to get interactive with other Bitcoin fans over at Bitcoin.com. It's a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. As we go back to Christopher Gronsky, he's with us from New Hampshire, where we are also located. And Chris, it was Jay Noon, who's one of our co-hosts, who was talking really excitedly about some of the online classes that you've been doing over at DestinationFreedom.org. He's a big fan of yours, and Jay's the kind of guy who's always looking at some sort of like courtroom conspiracy magic words to be able to utter in court. How do you feel about some of that stuff? Let's say the sovereign citizen movement and these courtroom magic words. What do you think about some of that?
Well, Jay's an awesome guy.
He's awesome.
Great guy to hang out with, and I'm thankful for anything kind he says about anything we're doing.
And what's great, before you go on, what's great about Jay is he's willing to actually put these somewhat ridiculous-sounding theories into action and try them out, whereas most people just go around spreading them as though they're the truth. Jay's actually tried it out, and I got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Sure. I talk to people from all over the world on the phone. I mean, I've been doing some of this stuff for 20 years of just discussing with people. And, you see things on YouTube and you talk to people about all kinds of different things and remedies that work and don't work. And people are really hungry for things that work.
They want to get free. They want to get out from under the thumb of the oppressive state. You can't blame them.
Right, and I am not a believer in magical paperwork. I am talking people out of it that if you have an unjust judge or unjust court, your magical paperwork they're not going to come in and say like, oh, I didn't realize who you were. Now it's your magical paperwork.
You got
now
me.
Because it almost makes it like as if these people are honorable,
right,
and they have these secrets in which they're violating people, and then when you come along and you're in the club, then all of a sudden they're really good people. So the thing that's a problem with that is that it can't be fraud on one side, but if I'm in on it, and then it's no longer fraud. It's just nonsensical.
Right.
The thing is that a lot of people do not know how their government works. They don't know that the courts are completely controlled by the legislature if the legislature has knowledge and the balls to ratchet down and pull back the courts. So I'm not a believer in magical paperwork. The other thing is that there are people who will cite statute and this and that and all that stuff. The purpose of statute is to tie down governments and corporations. End of story, full stop. So I always tell people, if you're going to study something, the most important thing to study is concepts of liberty and freedom. Because just governments, and there's a lot of governments that are not just, but just governments are by the consent of the people.
Mm. That's what they say in their founding documents, right?
Yeah, they do. And so what happens is that when I look at the government, I see those representatives, and they are, and I think they do a poor job, but they're in control of the government. But what happens in reality is that the government's its own thing, and it's there day in and day out, and the politicians come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And so consequently, this machine is running, and the politicians aren't knowledgeable enough or have the balls enough to interrupt it and say, listen, this is violating the people. Because they don't even know what rights are, so they don't even know what's violating the people.
Yeah, it's it's like blaming the bull rider for what the bull does. And,
correct.
The bull does what the bull does, and, the rider is on it for 8 seconds. They hardly count.
And the thing is, when with respect to the citizen, is that now, like you're looking up the statute or Black's Law and all that, that's fine. And if that definition will limit government, that's fine too. At no time ever, by words or meanings or anything that a collective of people or another man can make or create that's going to be superior to you. End of story, full stop. Whether we understand it or not, the principle is no one's above you. The purpose of government, as it says in the Declaration of Independence, which is wonderful, it says that, when it talks about my class, we spend a lot of time in the Declaration of Independence because it's so packed full of principle. But it says that it talks about that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent governed.
Governed, yeah.
So the only purpose of government is to secure rights. End of story. Full stop.
Well, right, because how could the government acquire any more rights than those, you know, of the people who have put it together? Like, people put the government on this pedestal.
Legitimately. Yeah. Like, you can get rights over
a person.
Well,
they don't have rights. They're delegated power.
Right.
The people are the principal, and these people are our representatives, poorly representing us. But look, if the people don't even know what proper representation should look like, then how will they really know how to behave? And if the reps think they're leaders, then they're going to pretend or try to be leaders, in which they're none of that. It's the ignorant, everyone's ignorant, and so therefore we're all being violated by the mass collective ignorance. So that's why I try to help people to understand, listen, you're free first. Then from there, well, let's go out and check it out. For example, someone will say to me, they'll say, well, you know, the treaty of, 1500 or 1700s and blah, blah, blah. You know, they say, are you aware of that? I'll say, well, look, first of all, I don't know which treaty you're talking about. Let me just say this. Did you read that treaty?
Did you sign it?
Right. Yes or no. So you're saying that dead men, that somehow, that these dead men that made some agreement, justifiably or not, is going to have some effect on you. I said, listen, if that treaty secures rights, well, great. That's wonderful. We can use it. It'll secure rights. Maybe it'll limit government. If it violates our rights, no effect. Another stupid bunch of people harming other people. No effect at all. It means nothing, has no power, no authority. The fact that we'll allow it to have that, or some government will rely upon it, will only justify their crime. But it doesn't make any difference. We have no obligation to fulfill any contract or agreement that's against our will or without our knowledge. Period. That is the bottom line.
Now, does that include the contracts that the government basically forces you to sign? So, like,
there's no contract. No one can force you to sign a contract.
Well, for instance, if you want to be able to drive around without a man, pointing a gun at your head with a badge and a uniform, usually it helps to have their driver's license. So there feels like there's some coercion.
I agree, and then you would want to deal with it from that standpoint of what's obligated and what's not. And we're seeing some ground being taken in that, in which we, with people changing their status with the federal government.
Hold that thought. Let's talk about what that means coming up here in moments. Christopher Gronsky is with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you should do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. We continue with Christopher Gronsky from DestinationFreedom.org. You've been talking for a long time, Christopher, about some really interesting ideas. And what I was telling Mark, what I love about you is you strike at the root. You really get to the heart of the matter between people and the idea of the state, and ultimately leaving as much of it behind as we possibly can. And you've come up with this, or you promote the idea of a state citizen, and you just mentioned changing status. What is a state citizen?
Well, it would be a citizen from a particular geographical state or a location. Certainly that is a part of a community of people. Now, what we were talking earlier about the citizen, and they're talking about allegiance and such as that. See, you know, I don't look at government that way. With respect to allegiance, I would look at the situation of citizenship and say, don't worry about what we have allegiance to. You know, these people that swear an oath to uphold the Constitution or that supreme law of that land or the federal or whatever, if they will just do their job, that's enough for them to worry about who's has allegiance to whom and to what. I don't look at government as ever being over the people. That's just any government that's over or asserting any sort of power over the people is an unjust government and without their consent. So, and that would be a problem where the collective of people is broken down. But I always look at this thing from a human standpoint. Everyone, all these players are people. They're your neighbors. They're just people that have chosen to function in their community in a certain way. Now, so getting with respect to the two citizens, at least in the United States, is the Article 4, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution says the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all privileges and immunities of citizens of the several states. Now, the reason that's in the Constitution, now that's not what creates citizens and such as that, because these citizens already existed before the federal government existed. These states were these separate colonies. They were certainly separate countries, and they were very different if people look at the historical differences between the original colonies. Now, the federal government was limited to treat these citizens of these different states the same. And so, therefore, the obligation to the federal government was that the citizens of each state shall be entitled to all the privileges, whatever benefits the feds are going to put out, and the protections of citizens of the several states. Now, this is a citizen, or that refers to a citizenship that existed 80 years before the 14th Amendment that was allegedly ratified. After the Civil War, that was the first time that the federal government created a citizen.
So just to be clear, you're saying that it was up until the Civil War, the people in the United States at that time were considered to be state citizens, all of them.
All of them. And then the idea was that, and that was based upon habitation domicile. You could get up and move to another state, and then you could establish your state citizenship there. And there
just
was
like
no,
they can in the EU, right? I mean, you know, just pick up and move.
Well, you know, I don't, you know, as much as there is some of that, I don't see that. I see that there, you know, you can't just move into, you know, if you're Dutch, you're not going to just move into Germany. You could travel there, but if you're going to set up citizenship, no, there's going to be a completely different, different obligations. Immigration is still within those states, which I'm committed to seeing in the states as well, which you're actually seeing the state of New York with respect to Trump's, immigration and such as that. You're seeing California, and you're seeing New York, which has a lot of what they're calling undocumented, people that are beyond their stay or whatever. They recognize the economic value of those people in those states, and therefore those states are actually pushing out and changing or acknowledging or having the citizens of their state be different from the federal citizen. And I see once again what that's all about is that once again the federal government does such a poor job of doing anything that the states are bothered and want to do it with, you know, for themselves. And I think it's a good thing because the separation of power is a protection for us, because the more you decentralize power, the safer we'll be.
So the federal government has in the Constitution the power that they have granted themselves. A whole bunch of dead men got together and voted on some stuff and said, this is the new set of rules. We're doing away with the old set of rules, and these are the new rules. And in those rules, they said, now, mind you, none of us here are under the false pretenses that they follow these rules in Washington,
right,
D.C., but they do reference them, especially when they're convenient to them, right? So the one of the enumerated powers of the Constitution is naturalization.
It's very small. Naturalization is that there'll be a uniform rule. That's the end of it. That they actually were doing it wasn't there until later on. The states actually did all naturalization in the state courts. And it was never a federal thing. The federal government only had the obligation to make a uniform rule.
Now, what's the difference between naturalization and naturalization and immigration? Because there is a difference, right?
Sure. Immigration is just the coming to America, if you are, or coming to a state, and then, and you're there. You're not a participant. You're there under whatever pretense, in the sense of you may be working or living, but you're not a, a player, if you will. That would be immigration, of just coming. Naturalization is when you become a participant. And I use that, I like that word because, you know, I don't ever look at government as being superior to people. It's just a collective of people that have chosen to live in a certain way, you know, like in Nevada, you know, prostitution is legal. That community's chosen to live in a certain way. In New Hampshire, we don't do seatbelts and helmets and stuff. So we've chosen to live in a certain way. And therefore, that brings a certain group of people there. And we don't, and we say we don't want these kind of people here and we want these kind of people. So that's what, jurisdictions and communities can do is, as the Declaration of Independence says. I mean, when I read these words, it's like it's written for today. I mean, this
yeah, we actually just read the entire thing on Independence Day on the
right,
air.
Think of it. So when in the course, I love it. So when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve. I love that word. Dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another. And so I love that, that the intention there is, it's not a fight. We're just dissolving our political bands. Bye-bye.
I've always said that it's the, and Mark was actually just talking to me about this on one of the breaks about fighting the government. I've always said that I'm not the one who's fighting. I just want to live free. They seem to be the one who are, you know, fighting to retain their legitimacy and their power.
They're an organization. They claim, like, you know, if you talk to people in the government that will, you know, be honest with you about what it is that their organization does, their organization is an organization that will claim a monopoly or at least a cartelized, you know, claim of violence over a given landmass. And you can see that because they give laws and rules on how, you know, people are going to conduct themselves. And if you don't conduct yourself in that way, they'll pick you up and throw you in a cage. And if anybody did that besides them, it'd be called kidnapping. But they operate above the law, as it were.
Exactly. And so therefore, you know, when I look at that kind of scenario, I'm saying we're not really connected very well to people who are pretending or alleging to be our representatives. And if the guy or gal who's in your area saying they're your rep isn't they're not representing you, then you got to find a better rep. Because you want a rep that's going to have your back and say, hey, look, they're violating you here. This is bad. They're like, every rep should be a whistleblower, constantly saying, hey, they're trying to screw you here. I mean, that's what you do if you had a real rep, you know, someone who wanted to make sure that your rights aren't going to be violated.
Well, the nice thing about being here in New Hampshire, and one of the reasons why, and hang on, Chris, Christopher Gronsky is with us here. The nice thing about being here in New Hampshire as part of this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on for, you know, more than a decade, is that it's actually relatively easy to get people elected here. Just average folks get elected because we have like a citizen legislature with 400 members in the state representatives, and it's just a lot easier to do that. So you really do have the ability to connect with these folks. They're much more down to earth. They're not professional politicians. They're not professional attorneys. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and you can bring up anything you want. We'll go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind coming up here in a few moments. But we've got special guest Christopher Gronsky on the line with us from DestinationFreedom.org talking about just sort of generally the ideas of freedom and liberty and the individual and rights and, you know, what comes first. Is it you or does the government come first? And I agree with Chris that it is the people, it is the individual. That comes first, and if you want to participate in these governments, then it should be an option. Chris, and I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth. I appreciate you coming on the show here tonight. You've got a course that you'll allow people to come and learn more about this stuff directly from you. It happens regularly, at least a couple times a month. How often are you doing those?
Well, right now we're doing once a month.
Once a month.
And we started about a year and a half ago doing them once a month online. I used to travel around the country doing live classes, and this has been much easier, and it's been easier for people to participate by doing it online.
Yeah, you don't have to leave New Hampshire, because who wants to leave New Hampshire?
Traveling's rough.
DestinationFreedom.org is where you can go to learn more. The next one is coming up on July 15th. And you'll talk in detail about, you know, the Declaration of Independence, state citizenship. And you mentioned earlier changing your status. What's that all about?
Well, we found that I don't know how many people remember the Browns when they were in their court case.
Ed and Elaine Brown, older couple that the IRS went after, and they kind of hold themselves up in their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, ultimately being arrested after many months sort of holed up there.
Well, I was in court when the IRS prosecutor had Elaine on the stand, And the prosecutor was using her passport application against her in court and saying, because they were saying that they were not, you know, federal citizens, they were state citizens. And so they were saying that the IRS prosecutor had said, let me see if I understand. When traveling abroad, you are U.S. citizens, but when it comes to paying taxes, you're not. Is that the case? And Elaine said that she didn't know that there was a way that you could fill out your application to make any kind of a distinction. Now, back in January of 2001, I was traveling outside of the country and needed a passport. And I had done a passport with an explanatory statement and rejected that 14th Amendment citizen. I'm born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm related to Benjamin Franklin. So, you know, our citizenship predates the 14th Amendment. It's the citizen of the states. And so I had this in my explanatory statement. And the woman at the passport center in Boston said, well, I can't say this is the first time I've ever seen this. And she just quickly did that process. And so when I talked to Elaine afterwards and said, yeah, there was a way to do the passport process and to reject that 14th Amendment citizen that the federal government's offering and to embrace your citizen of your state, which is based in habitation and domicile. And so it was at that time at that table when people began to say, hey, would you help me change that status as well? Now, once again, there's no official status change, and the federal government's not going to say,
yeah, the federal government's not going to tell you how to do it.
They're not going to tell you, or they're not going to help you. They're not going to have a conversation about it. Matter of fact, they will say other things. But the thing is, that document is under penalty of perjury. It's what you are saying is true and correct, which is why the IRS prosecutor used Elaine's signature and words against her. So we have a very extensive explanatory statement, and a lot of times people want other things being stated there. Now, that's the place where the federal government is establishing federal citizenship. The DS-11 is for federal citizens. So it's the oath.
What's the DS-11?
That's the passport application.
Okay.
That's the type of form. It's the DS-11. So that's where you take an oath that you are a citizen of the United States. And I know we have in writing that the State Department defines a citizen of the United States by the 14th Amendment. So that idea is very clear. And so therefore, we have documentation from the State Department that says that if you don't agree with the terms in the oath, then you can provide an explanatory statement, you know, explaining your position. And therefore we do, and have been doing that for years.
And so the idea is, just as I understand it, you provide this explanatory statement saying, hey, look, I'm a state citizen of this state, not this federal citizen thing.
Right.
And that they will supposedly process that application and attach this document that you've included to their official file. Is that correct?
It is in the file, and the federal government's been, you know, iffy on the, they've been sloppy, I'd say, over the years, but we do a FOIA request or a Freedom of Information request afterwards so that we can get that entire record certified by the Secretary of the United States.
So you can confirm that they didn't just chuck it in the explanatory
correct.
Statement in the circular file, so to speak, in
we
the garbage.
Right. We work very hard at making sure that that documentation stays with the file as true and correct. Otherwise, the passport application is not true and correct under penalty of perjury. And so there's other things with respect to that. So that's a process that I've been helping people with for a number of years. So the class is really designed to give a background of where I come from, what it's about, that sentiment. We spend the morning talking about the state citizen responsibility, just the you know, how government is supposed to serve us, not we it, and just that sentiment. In the afternoon, we spend quite a bit of time. We look at the tax code, their definitions, which shows clearly that the federal citizen is a citizen subject to the jurisdiction thereof. This is how many times the federal government gets in the states, is not because of money they're handing out, but because of a federal citizen is a citizen that's subject matter jurisdiction. So these federal citizens are they fall under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, that exclusive authority of the federal government that only has to have rules and such as that. They're not bound to obey the Constitution within their jurisdiction. That would be D.C., Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, like that. These federal citizens are in that, and that's why we're violated so often. That's why executive orders, how is it that we can vote in a rep and then he can order us now. It doesn't make sense. But if you realize that the federal citizen is a statutory citizen, and therefore the executive, the president, can order like they would in the, you know, any of the employees or any of the government workers, that's how it makes sense, because the federal citizen, many times people feel that it is a, you know, they conduct that business with the federal citizen like the federal citizen's a corporation. It's treated that way. Their rights aren't being upheld. There's a number of things, and I go into that great detail.
And as long as they don't care enough to get themselves out of that circumstance, then they'll continue to be in this federal citizen circumstance.
That's the idea. But I mean, you said previously you don't really believe in the sort of the courtroom magic words or anything. But to some extent, that's how the cops and that's how the judges are going to view this stuff, right?
Many times, except for we've seen that was at least some of the clients that I have, they're now. I've never seen our paperwork in court yet. And I'm not hoping that it'll be that way. But I have seen some of my clients have been in court, and they have not been prosecuted because they've made these distinctions, and they don't want to be brought into these. They don't want to create these contracts or agreements when they don't need to. And
now that's not going to stop them from avoiding prosecution for committing a real crime, though. Right.
Well, no, yeah, that's a different thing altogether. We're not talking about a civil matter. We're talking a criminal matter, sure.
Yeah.
And I, like, once again, just because we may have a belief, or maybe we're even just because we're right, doesn't mean that some tyrant isn't going to violate you.
Correct.
I mean, that happens every day, all the time. I don't believe in magical paperwork. But until people become knowledgeable and begin to push out and then deal with their government from a rights violation standpoint, I don't see that anything will really change. The idea that...
So you're trying to change people's minds first and foremost about how they consider themselves, and that this paperwork is just a way to reinforce that concept.
Well, right. And the other day we did a conference call on Sunday. We do a Sunday conference call at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Dan Itza, who is a state rep, he's very interested in the subject matter. He talks about wanting to have a bill in New Hampshire to give people a choice between the state and federal citizen.
That'd be amazing.
That, to me, will be a huge thing the moment that conversation comes to the table.
Right, right, because every bill in New Hampshire, and people may not know this, every bill in New Hampshire, all 800 or however many of them there were this year, they all have to have a public hearing, which means that people who are in favor of that proposal, which you and me and others would, you know, be able to come out and speak in favor of it, and it would be interesting to see who comes out to speak against it, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, it's interesting is that even in New Hampshire, I know when talking to Dave Scanlon, the deputy secretary of New Hampshire, he always looks at the definition of the United States in many ways, certainly with respect to voting, running for office and such, as the citizens of the states of the union. The Attorney General's office, they're always federalizing everything. They're the ones saying, like, oh, no, it's the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, it would be very interesting to give people a choice. I hope that if you hear more about that, you'll come back and maybe update us on it. And folks who want to learn more from you should go to destinationfreedom.org for more of Christopher Gronski. And, Chris, thanks for coming on and spending so much time with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Yes, sir. More coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live. We got time for you with your calls and thoughts. Full two more hours to go. You can take control of the airways. Coming up, the latest from the TSA. More failure. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynovite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.